Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And with more on that big game on Saturday, here's Pádraig Lodge.
Yeah, good morning again, Gavin. The Ireland rugby team to face England in Saturday's sold-out Six Nations opener at the Aviva Stadium will be named at lunchtime. The game kicks off at 4:45. Saturday Sport will be extended until 7 o'clock to include full live commentary. Our rugby reporter Neil Tracy has been with the Irish squad on their away camp, and he now looks ahead to the first selection of interim head coach Simon Easterby.
After 8 days in the Algarve, Ireland arrived back to Dublin on Wednesday. Simon Easterby will be hoping that trip has his side fully primed to begin their 3-in-a-row bid against England. The out-half debate has been simmering since the end of November when Sam Prendergast climbed ahead of Jack Crowley and Kieran Frawley. Prendergast sported heavy strapping for a dead leg of training this week, but the feeling is that the 21-year-old will partner Jameson Gibson-Park in the half-backs for his Six Nations debut, with Crowley among the replacements. As usual in the centre, two of Bundiaki, Robbie Henshaw and Gary Ringrose will be likely to start, while Hugo Keenan and James Lowe look sharp on their returns from injury recently. The right wing could be a straight shootout between Calvin Nash and Mack Hansen. In the pack, Finlay Beelam should come in at tight head for the injured Tadhg Furlong, with Andrew Porter at loosehead and Ronan Kelleher at hooker, while Dan Sheehan is in line to be included on the bench after his return from an ACL injury. Captain Caelan Doris and Josh van der Fleer are certain to start in the back row, and while Tadhg Byrne was used regularly at blindside flanker in the autumn, he has a better influence on the game at the second row, and that could see one of James Ryan or Joe McCarthy drop to the bench. If that happens, number six will be a tight call for Easterby, balancing the experience and big game mentality of Peter O'Mahony, the current form of Jack Conan, and the athleticism and versatility of Ryan Baird.
It's Neil Tracy. That team announcement is due at midday. Details as soon as they're announced will be available on the RTE News app and on rte.ie/sport. Sydney will host the 2027 Rugby World Cup final. It was announced overnight that the 82,000 capacity Stadium Australia will stage both semi-finals and the final. The venue previously staged the 2003 final, won by Johnny Wilkinson's drop goal. The other host cities are Melbourne, Brisbane, Perth, Adelaide, Newcastle and Townsville. The tournament has been increased to 24 teams for the first time. Another tournament expanding is the US Open tennis. It's now moving to 15 days, beginning a day earlier than normal on Sunday, the 24th of August. The added day is in response to record-breaking attendances and will allow access for another 70,000 fans at Flushing Meadows. Here, around 30,000 spectators are expected at Saturday night's Allianz Hurling League game between Cork and Limerick at Super Value Parky Cleeve. The Cork County Board has said it's disappointed that the game isn't being televised live, although agreement was reached yesterday for it to be streamed on the TG Cahir app. All four live TV games this weekend are football, with no live hurling. The GAA's condensed season means a shorter window for the league, so there are five double weekends on which hurling and football will be competing for coverage. Manchester City got the win they needed to qualify for the playoff round of the Champions League, beating Bruges 3-1. Arsenal booked a direct spot into the round of 16, winning 2-1 at Girona. Aston Villa beat Celtic 4-2 to seal their last 16 spot. Adam Edith scored twice for Celtic, who go through to the playoffs. And with their last 16 place already secured, an understrength Liverpool lost 3-2 to PSV Eindhoven. Reaction to Celtic's defeat now from their manager Brendan Rodgers.
The word that strikes me at the moment is pride. We're coming to a team that over the last couple of years have been at the highest level in the Premier League, and obviously see them in Europe. But we play with so much courage in the game. We actually start well. We show confidence and authority with the ball, and then within a few minutes to get the first goal, a quick second goal, and then there's a question asked of you as a team, your spirit, your mentality, character, everything about you at this level. And we know what's said about Real Madrid or Bayern Munich in the next round, so that'll be obviously a huge challenge for us. But I think we're building confidence at this level and showing that we're a team that can play and can work well and make it really, really difficult for the top teams.
That's Brendan Rodgers. As expected, Tom McKibben has joined LIV Golf and will compete in his first tournament in Saudi Arabia next week. He was publicly advised not to sign up for the lucrative breakaway circuit by his mentor Rory McIlroy, who suggested it could hamper his Ryder Cup hopes. Mark Allen lost the deciding frame in a 5-4 defeat to Yu Yizhang of China in the second round of the German Masters in Berlin. No problems for Cork's Aaron Hill, who defeated Jimmy Robertson 5-1. Lewis Hamilton was unhurt after losing control of his Ferrari car and crashing during the team's pre-season testing programme in Barcelona. And finally, in horse racing, Constitution Hill will not have a public gallop before the Champion Hurdle. Trainer Nicky Henderson says he sees no need to put his stable star under the public microscope before the Cheltenham Festival.